Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. It's okay if there's noise around you, like there is here when I'm recording today. There's a huge windstorm, and so you might hear some noises. That's not what I mean by distraction. By distraction, I mean somebody requiring your attention, you know, coming into your room or calling you on your phone and asking you to do this or that. No, take the time for yourself and for the realization of your true self. Approximately 25-30 minutes. Give yourself a little bit of buffer. At the end of the session, I will give you a quote. We'll contemplate on that quote or a thought or an idea that I will choose. And so make sure that you do listen right up until the end. Sit nice and comfortably, either on a meditation pillow, on a yoga block, or on a chair on the edge of your bed, whatever feels more comfortable to you, sitting nice and proud with dignity, sitting as you would if you were the best version of yourself, finding your center of gravity so that you can sit in balance with no muscular tension, with no muscular effort. You're just sitting and it's easy. It's easy. Take your time. We won't start right now. We'll take a few seconds to get settled in, to move away from our previous activities, whether it was sleep or a day at work or whenever you're meditating right now. The past doesn't equal the future. And as we release all expectations for this meditation session, if you have expectations yearning for a certain experience, this will have a counter effect, right? So you'll be projecting yourself in the future or trying to reproduce the past. And so you won't be able to transcend the concepts of time and space, the concepts of yourself, of your ego, of your thoughts, of your circumstances. We want to go beyond that. And so we sit passively. Whatever happens, happens. Whether it's good or bad, we release the resistance. It is the resistance that controls our life. So we let it go. Today's meditation will be a transcendence meditation. We will use a vibration as our anchor so that our mind doesn't drift away. And before we start, though, we'll dedicate this session to someone. It will to anybody that you want, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with, or a group of people, somebody that you don't know at all, somebody that's gone maybe also. We create the connection, that's what's important. And so we close our eyes, if you've not done so already. Hands to the heart, either in a praying position or flat on your chest, whatever feels more natural. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person, that being. Note how it feels to create a connection between you and someone else. And notice that you and someone else is exactly the same thing, simply a different expression of it. Right now, I'm starting the vibration. It will be very soft, so you might not hear it, but when you do, gently put your focus, your awareness on that vibration, and hold on to it as effortlessly as possible during the entirety of the meditation. When thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thoughts, don't judge the thoughts. Avoid giving your opinion. Simply release your thinking by going back gently to the vibration, to the sound, putting it back on the foreground of your mind. When the sound fades out and disappears, reproduce it in your own mind, let it resonate for a few extra moments. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Ah, let it go. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. If you feel like taking a nice big deep breath of oxygen, then by all means do so and open your eyes. Stay there in peace and stillness for at least a few extra moments, appreciating the space that you've created for yourself. And now is the perfect opportunity to ponder, to contemplate, to meditate on the important questions of life. And so today I would like to share a quote by Voltaire, classic French writer, philosopher. I would like you to ponder on that thought, to meditate on it, and maybe even to journal about it or talk about it in the comments below. He says, "Meditation is the dissolution of thoughts in eternal awareness or pure consciousness without objectification, knowing without thinking, merging finitude in infinity." End of quote. This quote reminds me of the first page of the Tao Te Ching, right? Where he says something along the lines of the Tao that can be talked about or named can never be the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. Because when it's with thoughts, we cannot really know. We can only aim to feel, trusting your instincts, trusting your natural states, right? This is what he says, an eternal awareness or pure consciousness without objectification, knowing without thinking, merge infinitude in infinity. We cannot grasp the concept of infinity, and when we try, it just reduces it to something finite by the very nature of how our thoughts operate. So take this quote with you today, contemplate on it, journal about it. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.